Blog Talk Radio.
Days will be longer, and anticipate to be the spring. Easter is coming up. Something to look forward to. I'm so grateful for today's episode 1, Matthew, chapter 6, verse 7. Just be verses. Ask to search. You'll find not the door of the book for everyone who asks will see, and everyone searches finds, and for everyone knocks, the door of the book. Let's concentrate on three words: ask, search, and knock. Three different actions, but it requires we have to do something also. Now, the first one is ask. Naturally, if prayer is a good step, your prayer is not only that's how God is, pray. Is confessing our sins and all of our wrong and right before God. Also, we have a request for every person. You know, if somebody is sick, pray for healing. You pray for financial miracle, or pray about a particular job. Pray for maybe that promotion, where it's not to be. So ask, the Bible there, anything, to ask Jesus to heal of cases of paralytic. Go to chapter 9, paralytic. Some of the caring men, Jesus saw their faith. And paralytic, so they had their faith to believe that Jesus was killed. So did his friends. Another example would use the girl restored to life. He was saying, so he passed a funeral position, passed by. And a leader of a synagogue helped him home sit. Come by, lay your hand on this little girl who's passed, and she's got to follow me. And there were many times a blind man asked to be paralytic healed, and so many of them were sick and permanent in the spirit of the law. Many of them asked. And asking, you know, you keep asking. You know how earnest you are about something. And eventually, you can see the second one I mentioned, search. And sometimes you have to seek out. I know before I came to Christ, I was searching. I have to pull the keys. I don't know if I ever mentioned here that I never had any issue as far as who I was, just searching for what my purpose was in life. And it was a long search from Thompson Road. So I couldn't stay where I was. So I didn't want to, I don't necessarily want to go back to where I had been, from where it looks moving forward. That's what searching. Searching without bumps in the road. Searching is a spiritual thing also. Sometimes we have to search our hearts. What is it that we look? You know, being a queer person, I had to what it is to be a trans person at search, because I had no prior knowledge about what it is to be trans, queer. And it was a lot of searching and research. There were a lot of when you look at the apostles, many of them had heard of the coming Messiah and of searching. David, King David, he was after God's heart, so he was searching. So there's many others that called that church, actually search. Search for many people now, been searching for meaning in their life, been searching for a lot of great satisfaction. And searching, you have to be diligent about it, you have to keep searching. You know, one thing is like with a lot of journey. During some of the flesh, you want to keep searching things. You know, when I go on vacation, I go to different places, I see different things. You know, if I go to school, you know, you're searching for knowledge, you're searching for understanding. And when you go there, things have. Searching. I've got many of my court. I want to put a court on something for in depth study and some search of the scriptures and other sources that I really want to know. And the other word is not. No knocks and passion, yeah, all that. So, when you ask God for something, if he doesn't give it to you right away, just keep asking. Just keep knocking. Question of God, just keep knocking. You know, you heard the old term about the knocks. And some people, they keep knocking, knocking. Finally, the door opens. This has nothing to do with a person's intelligence or education or where they come from. Some people get knocked by sheer perseverance. But a number of athletes who may not have been the most talented player on their team, the most talented player, but they kept knocking, kept working, kept going, many a student. So, some people weren't straight A students, some people maybe just barely getting by. But they keep going, working, studying, and finally when they get that degree, so they're happy. They're very happy. You know, they walk, they kept knocking, kept going. They had the perseverance to go on. And one other thing is, just believe that you'll receive it. Just believe that door will open. I mean, how many people have kept knocking, getting back to Silent School. I remember when I lost the job, so I just, you know, I kept looking and kept looking and went into a training course for electronics. You know, I had to finish my course and I still hadn't gotten a job, but I kept going, kept sending out resumes, kept going to places, interviews that they were heading. And finally, a door opened, just kept knocking. And in conclusion, you know, I just like to mention the three words I meant. You ask God about something, ask Him to give it. One thing about prayer, you know, God knows what you need, but you have to ask Him. He wants you to, want us to help. Desire not to be relationship with them. Not seek by Him during good times and during tough times. Seek. Millions of people have done it and found eternal life. I keep seeking. That's why I understood that I was a friend, but it's a reading. Catalog books, research from other people, understand their lives and how they, what they came from. So our experiences were different. There were similarities also. And knock. Keep going. Persevering. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of people, there are some people that they lack. Maybe they weren't the most gifted, or maybe not the most intelligent. You know, or in some things, they may not have been the most attractive. So they may not have been, you know, the one that stuck out there. But they just kept going until somebody one day, somebody say, hey, give this person a chance. And by sheer perseverance, the door opens. And then take full advantage of it. And this is what I leave today. Ask. Search. I'm searching. And not. Don't give up. And in time, God will answer your prayer, your desires of your heart. This is Genevieve. Look, you know, another episode of Genevieve's Gym. And I look forward to getting again to you in our next episode. And I just thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.